Caroline proposes Fee to use lavatory. Stay tuned for Unnews. April 2010, Dublin, Ireland. No frills Irish airline Ryanair proposed new fees for flyers on Thursday, including a charge to use the toilet. Passengers would pay €1 or £1 to activate a new coin-operated toilet. American passengers, who typically have none of the odd foreign coins, would be told to hold it. Spokesman Stephen McNamara said Ryanair executives selected this method of raising revenue because the Irish never over-imbibe and rarely need to relieve themselves. The executives rejected charging more for number two than for number one because of the awkward nature of using inspectors to thwart the obvious fee evaders. News reports last year noted the number of pounds that could be shaved off the airliner's weight, assuming all bladders had been full and that all passengers could be induced to empty them just before boarding the plane. Obviously planning for such a perfect world, Mr. McNamara continued that the airline also plans to remove all but one toilet from each plane. This suggests that the tourist with especially urgent needs might not only have to pay the toilet, but pay off other passengers in line. For flights bound to America, of course, government regulators will have a large say. In 1990, the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibited pay toilets in the United States. Letitia Butch Jefferson, an OSHA spokesperson who oversees accessibility issues, said, quote, "The government cannot control the configuration of Ryanair aircraft, but federal law does seem to require a smaller payment from women on account of our smaller bladders," unquote. The moves come as no surprise to travelers, as last July, Ryanair announced a standing room only ticket class, as well as special low fares for passengers willing to have both legs amputated just before boarding to further reduce in-flight weight. This has been Unnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.